What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Reality Kingdom, where we put the real in reality or whatever.
Period.
I'm your host, Hero.
I felt that intro.
Exactly.
You even got me vibing, you know?
And as you see, we're joined by the wonderful Hamza from Big Brother Canada 6. Mm-hmm. You got to get into it with Hamza. So, Hamza, hey, how you doing?
Hey. We're already getting into it, Lee. You don't want me to tell the viewers about your microphone.
Oh yeah, go ahead and tell us. Right?
The reason why we're late is because Lee got no connection. He's got the AOL connection.
You're not gonna come for my co-host because Hams is trying to pin it on other people when really we would have figured this out anyways.
It's not my fault. I'm just
how you feeling about the season of Big Brother Canada 12? How you feeling about that? Oh,
crickets.
Which part? Wait, hold on. Which part?
No, okay. In general, but like, let's say someone was like, "Ooh, is this your favorite season? Your least favorite? How you feeling like that?" First of all,
okay. I'm gonna tell you this. Production wise, like value wise. You know, with the money, the twist, the stuff, it's up there. Like, they got a good budget.
Okay.
Newbie-wise, I don't know where they got those newbies from because they're dumb as hell. I'm not going to lie.
Specifically the newbies.
Listen, a lot of these people, they come here like, I'm a super fan this. They made a pact. We're going to get those people out. I think this is the easiest season to win Big Brother Canada. The easiest. I would have won by a landslide. Not even. And you know what? This is coming from a shitty player.
Yeah, I was going to say, would you have won by a landslide? Is a little.
But that says a lot. That's how you feel.
That says a lot about people in the cast.
That says a lot. You know what I mean? And I'm a shitty player. I wasn't a good player. I never watched the show before I went on the show. People don't even know. I never knew about nothing about the show. My gameplay was -0. But now that I've been part of the show, watching the show, studying the show, I kind of realize what you got to do. And it's just, to me, it just seems like, I don't understand where they're just dumb. Like, they're dumb. Like, it's just like, and it's the biggest prize. And everybody comes in and we're like, you know what? We want to win and we want to do this. And you got Dougie. Shout out to Dougie, by the way. That's my guy. I want him to win, but they're making it so easy for him. He doesn't have to do nothing. Listen, if you watch Anthony Douglas' season, you know you don't want to keep him past week two. Spicy is one of the most chaotic players ever. You know you should. And the fact that she's chaotic and her social game is not that good, but they're just making it too easy for her. You understand? So to me, it's like just
they came in wanting to work with her. Very much so automatically. And I feel like she's maintained that, but she is so
chaotic. She's doing good. She's doing good.
They shouldn't want to work with her because she's so chaotic, and they still are. And it's like, girl, how are y'all?
The fact that you got people in Final Six wanting to protect Spicy V still is just mind-blowing.
Over themselves. I'll stay on the block, Spicy. Don't worry.
Like, basically, everyone left in the game at this point will want to be in the end game, but either both Spicy and Anthony or the one of them. I don't see how you see if you're a fan of this game specifically too. Like, you know, returnees always do well. Like, you know, the type of player, especially like Anthony is. Like, I don't understand why that's not always in the front of your mind.
How is he still in the house? Can you please tell me there's been three quests where you can get him? Like, he hasn't even been nominated. People don't even mention him. Like, he's even
like he just that nigga. I'm like, that's the idea.
I understand that, but like damn, you had the executive veto, and Todd's, you know, with his Canadian voice, this is for you, Denise. I'm about to get out a big target, Vivek. I'm like, Vivek.
Vivek like, wasn't a big target.
You're supposed to be from the East Coast.
Absolutely not. What that mean? He should have knew better.
East Coast, like, so East Coast in Canada, East Coast people are like the Big Brother fandom. Like, they're the super fans, the people that know. Like, he's supposed to be from the East Coast that he knows. And then the movie night massacre, Bailey. Yo, you know what? I'm going to do this. Bailey, big time Bailey. Let me, I'm gonna go on about Bailey right now. I don't give a shit. I like not watching Bailey. Her. She's not a good. She's not a good game player. I like watching her. She's entertaining, but clearly not a good game player. You know what? This is what I'm gonna do. I got my chance. There's two nominee slots right here. Any person would be like, you know what? Let me nominate Anthony. Let me just nominate him. No. I'm gonna give Spicy B the HOH. I'm like, what?
That's our closest ally, Hamza.
And her friend.
Listen, you guys want spoilers for the double eviction? You want spoilers for the double eviction?
You know what? I don't want to hear.
Anthony and Spicy V are going to be safe. That's my spoilers. That's,
for you know what, Hamza? I don't want to hear no spoilers,
but come on. We already know who's leaving tomorrow, and it's not going to be those two.
I don't want to hear no
spoilers. It doesn't matter who wins. The double eviction didn't happen yet. Guys, I don't know nothing. I'm just saying.
I mean, because that one time, you were scarred.
That one time, and BB had 10, I was mad at that spoiler.
I was on a roll.
We
was
expecting someone to still be there.
You were doing good. You were doing good, and then you played in my face. Because
no, honestly, everyone kept saying, I don't know what he's talking about for real, but the shit kept matching. So we was like, okay.
Right? Hey, and when I caught that double eviction,
the one day we needed it, to match.
Yo, when I caught probably capping the entire season, and for some reason, all my predictions were just getting on, and then I was going to soccer practice, and all of a sudden I'm like sitting there tweeting, and then I tweeted the double eviction. I'm like sitting there like, please God be right, and then it was right, and I was like, oh my God, everybody thought I had like producers telling me what to say and stuff.
I thought you were inside of real.
I had a good 7-week streak.
Yeah, I had no post notifications on Hamza. It was
that's what I'm saying.
I was like, it was funny. That was the most important one. And then my sister went home. But we move. We're on a different season.
What do you guys think about this season?
I liked it.
Be honest.
Definitely. And then as it progressed, I'm not a fan of just chaotic gameplay. I think it's fun to kind of like view, but when I kind of like watching for good, nice, clean, like, okay, strategic maneuvering and things like that. I also watch for the personalities and stuff like that, but I don't like that being the forefront. I also don't like dumb decisions. I don't find dumb decisions in Big Brother fun. I really don't. So when I'm seeing three HOA cycles, they're taking out their closest ally, that isn't interesting to me. And it is leading to people going home the very next week for doing the dumb shit. So it's just like, yeah, I like seeing them get their comeuppance, but it's like they should have done that dumb shit in the first place. So that's what I'm having issue with. And I think I'm annoyed right now because I do feel like Anthony should win the game. If not Anthony, I do think because Spicy has been such a big part of this season, she should be the second most deserving. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we're at a point where neither one of them could win. Like, I think there's a possibility that either one of them can't win. And
wait,
that,
what? If they don't make final two, see, now I got to throw.
I'm nervous. They're not. There's no way that much anymore. So I just don't know, and that scares me because if they don't win, no, this would be a terrible season.
Yeah, I don't see that part. I do feel like they could win.
They're gonna win. They're 100%. They're gonna make.
But this is my issue. I'm gonna be even more real. This is my issue. I think it's more likely for Spicy to win than Anthony, and I don't want Spicy to win over Anthony. And
because
I think
of
that
the jury. Was the main
issue. Because of the jury, honestly, I feel like they will all prefer. We've already seen in my exit interviews that I do every Thursday, every eviction. We see them talk about how they feel like Spicy deserves this, which I wouldn't say she doesn't deserve it. I just would, me personally, prefer Anthony's gameplay to win this season.
Yeah.
And it would make me upset if Spicy won over Anthony or sitting next to Anthony. And I feel like that's what's a little likely. And I don't prefer that because, like you said, Lee, Spicy's gameplay has been sloppy a little bit. And I feel like Anthony's is a little bit more, you know, meaningful. I feel like he has intention to a lot of the stuff he does. I feel like sometimes Spicy doesn't have intention. But anyways, the season overall, I mean, it's cute. I do like the the consistent.
Hey, that says it all. That says it all. He just said that says it all.
But it's cute.
Oh my God. I'm going to tell you something. Anthony, See, for Anthony to walk in, I have never seen a player walk in with such a big target on their back. And the fact that nobody's even mentioned the guy, nobody's even nominated the guy, or he didn't even have to win a single HOH, throwing comps and still just lingering in the shadows. And they've had three twists where they could have took him out and nobody even mentioned him. Mm-hmm. Man, if he doesn't win, like if he makes it to final two again
and loses.
And loses,
don't say that.
Then what would you, how would you feel about the season if Anthony isn't the winner of the season? Do you feel like that makes the season even worse? Like, do you feel like this
season 1,000%
justified if Anthony wins, basically?
If Anthony's the winner, it'll be justified because it shows how much, like, you know, everybody said in season seven, I voted for him to win in season seven personally. Mm-hmm. Like, we had, like, because it was right after my season. So we had, like, this little voting thing. I voted for Anthony to win because I thought he played a really good game. And if he, cause he's kind of doing the same thing. And right now he doesn't really have his ride or dies like he did back in season seven. That was just a wash. If he makes it to final two and doesn't win again, like, but if he wins, it just shows the character that he portrays, like that charisma that, listen, if you don't know Anthony and you watch him on TV, you'd hate him. You wouldn't tolerate him because the man is, he's egotistical as fuck. Like, Dungalucci? Come on. this man comes up with some cringe names. But, hey, it's just part of his gameplay. It's part of his persona. And, see, a lot of people in the reality realms, so you meet a lot of people that go on TV. They portray this personality. But when you meet them outside, they're not that person. He is actually like that outside of the house. That's the crazy part. Like, he is actually that high on himself. Like, Cankle Daddy. He has so many names of himself. Anytime you meet him, he comes up with an idea. He just has, like, an aura, a charisma that just oozes. Like, it's either you're going to love him or hate him. It's hard for viewers to watch, but you got to respect that gameplay, right? So, for Anthony, if Anthony wins this season, it's justifiable. Are the newbies still the dumbest newbies of all time? Yes, that's never going to change. I don't think that should ever change just because of the fact that production keeps throwing them bones. It's like, here you go, do something with it, do something with it. No, I don't want to do something with it. But hey, if Spicy wins too, credit to her. Everybody thought Spicy was just going to come in. Like, you know, a lot of those chaotic players, they come back and they don't know. She actually came back with a strategy. She's being a good social player, right?
Yeah, she did.
So it's tough. I don't know.
Let's get into this week a little bit because it was kind of a simple week, honestly. Yeah. Last week, Avery was the HOH. She took out one of her closest allies, Kayla.
Again, for no reason. By the way.
Another one of her closest allies, Kayla, after taking out one of her closest allies, Matt. Kayla was sitting on the block next to Tola, who was the person who was involved in nominating her at the Movie Night Massacre. She didn't want Tola to go. She wanted Kayla to go. She didn't want Todd to go. She wanted Kayla to go. So Kayla went home.
Well, to be fair, she actually didn't want that. Spicy told her that's what she's going
to
do.
Can you guys explain to me the logic behind the Kayla situation? Because I still don't get it.
Ain't no logic. The only logic with the Kayla situations comes from Anthony. Anthony is the only logical part.
1,000%. But damn.
Can you explain why you hate Avery like everybody else?
Hey, he just said it right there. I mean, like... Oh my god, to me,
like, so do you just, hate Avery? First of all,
I don't hate nobody,
period.
I just find her annoying, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like when she pops up on my screen, I go, like,
7 out of 7 guests have said that, literally,
you know, it's just like she reminds
why has everybody said it. But yeah, that's really funny. All 7 are really.
That's the one consistent.
That annoying. Like, you know how sometimes you just see somebody's face and you look at that person, you're like, damn, you're just annoying and I don't even know you. That's just Avery. She gives off that annoying vibe that's just like, please get out of my face. And I don't know if it's like the constant whines or the constant, like,
the baby talk believing, is crazy.
The, you know what I mean? This is why I say thank God we didn't have feeds, because damn, Avery on the feeds, guys. Oh my God. Ooh, I'm about to cry. Imagine you watch her on the feeds. Imagine watching her. Like, I just feel bad for her girlfriend. That's why. I shouldn't say that.
You can say all of that now. Well, I mean, well, anyway.
We're going there.
No.
Listen, no shade, no shade, no
shade. No shade. It's always no shade. It's all no shade.
This is all love. But yeah, hate is a, guys, hate is a strong word. We're not hating nobody.
He doesn't hate her.
No, we respect everybody as a person in their personal lives, whatever, but just get off my screen. Like, I mean, I don't know what to say.
I feel like that's the truth, though. That's the truth, though. At the end of the day, we are watching a television show. And that's why, like, when I, like, are, like, quote, unquote, stating certain people and I'm tweeting in defense of them, that's for the game. Like, this is fun.
Yeah, we don't hate nobody.
I don't actually 1,000% care about any of these people on that.
No.
I really don't.
No.
They're not me. I'm not on TV. I'm not getting no money.
These are randos on TV. It's almost to me, I hate to say it, like, I know these are real people, but it's almost like watching an actor, because when you're on the game, you're a character. At the end of the day, you're on a reality TV show, bitch. This is 1,000%. Fun. This is fun. This is cute.
Entertainment.
This is a game. This is entertainment.
Fun for the world.
I don't like Avery. Like, I don't like Cersei Lannister from fucking Game of Thrones. Like, it's nothing. It don't. It's not real. Like, this is not a real person to me. I ain't never gonna meet Avery. Well, but I ain't never really gonna know Avery.
Do you want to meet? Because we could arrange that.
But that's the thing.
We could arrange that one on one. You know,
me meeting any player outside of the house and knowing them outside of the house. My opinion isn't gonna be the same because you in the house.
No,
and you outside
it the changes house. A lot. It changes a lot. A lot, like, that's what I keep telling. A lot of times you meet those alumni that you look on TV and you're like, damn, you're so boring on TV. And then you meet them outside and you're like, I really vibe with you. You're actually a really cool person. And vice versa, you meet like those people that are like, oh, you know, I can't wait to meet you. And then you meet them outside and you're like, that's what you really are all about. And I clock everybody. But again, outside, we wish everybody happiness and health and, you know, in your real life, this is just about the game. Well, if you're not playing good, you're not a bad person. It's just your gameplay sucks. What really bothers you? She thinks she knows everything. Like, she don't know shit. She really doesn't. She got rid of the two.
She might be the two people who cared about her because ICB don't even give a fuck about your ass. You got rid of the two people.
Yeah, she let her go home this week.
Do you know Kayla? Do you know Kayla is still saying that she wants to vote Avery over everybody else? That's how much Kayla had her back. She didn't have her back.
The whole house meeting and Avery said, oh my God, you're going to go after the people that have the most HOHs and that's me. The most HOHs.
And you know, our two pops.
The arrogance, and that's what she does. Like, she sits with Spicy and she kind of gets these ideas in her head, and she's like, oh, we're carrying these people, and I hate that we have to carry Lexus and carry Anthony, and I'm doing this, we're doing that. It's like, girl, how can you not realize the position you are in this game? Like, literally this week, if she didn't take out Kayla, Kayla would have been targeted this week.
I really like Kayla.
Tola would have went home, and he wouldn't have
smart been able
to put you up. It's like
smart move,
she literally led herself into her eviction. It's so crazy.
like I'm happy this week. By the way, happy Avery eviction week, everybody. You know,
she deserves
it's gonna be lit. She deserves it.
Yeah. Next, Vivek deserved it. She deserves it. She gotta get her comeuppance.
Because like, what happened is. God. After they didn't evict Tola and they evicted Kayla on Avery's HOH, Tola wins the very next HOH and he puts Avery ass on the block and says, you missed both of your shots at me and took out your allies, but I ain't missing my shot at you.
I'm not dumb
I'm not dumb like Tola looked her in her eye and he said, you're a dummy, but I'm not. Thank you. And it's like, He didn't do anything but spill. He really spat in this girl's face and said, you could have took me out twice, and you did do it. You took out your allies. But I'm taking you out. And it's like, it really puts into perspective. Both of her HOHs, she could have got out Tola, and she didn't. And he got her out. That's just ABC.
She's also going home by the votes of the people that she turned against. And it's so funny how this week she's nominated, and she's talking to Spicy like, well, if we just get the hot chocolates and the hot chocolates, I'll have you guys' vote. What hot chocolates? The alliance that you just targeted
you just turned on them. Oh my God, man.
And that's like, well, I have the hot chocolates. Man. Like, girl, what hot chocolate? Like, are you dumb? Like,
so here's the thing. I just don't Avery or Raven Walton? I don't even know. Who's dumber?
I don't even know who that other girl is. Let's clear that up. I don't know who the other girl is.
Yeah, you know who the other girl is. The mastermind.
I've heard that name in a minute, though, to be honest.
The two masterminds. That's who she reminds me of.
Honestly,
she reminds me of. It's just like, a shittier version of Ravenwald. And oh my God, bro.
And you know what? This whole time, and y'all, I got to apologize to somebody because this whole time I've been calling Avery Christmas. And honestly, Christmas is a better player than Avery. I have to apologize.
Oh
Christmas,
my
Christmas
God.
Ain't never not hit that Final Four. Where's Avery? I hate to say it, but at this point,
chat, I thought I was coming in with the Avery Hayes.
I've been calling her
the ultimate disrespect.
I've been calling her Christmas like, Abbott all season. Like, she's not even that. You can't even touch Christmas Abbott on a good day. Christmas Abbott would have walked her ass out of this house.
Child. Avery is Avery V. She is spicy.
Man, Michelle style. Obama says they go low, I go high. Ferris said they go low, I'm ready to go to the basement. This man just dragged her to hell.
So Avery is the target this week. She's put up against Bailey, who is the pawn. And at the beginning of the week, we kind of saw Anthony was like, we could do something real funny this week, couldn't we? If the veto is used correctly. And he started spreading seeds against Spicy. And that was my worry last week with Spicy's score. I was like, you have Anthony looking at you crazy. You could potentially go home the next week, which is true because there was potential for Spicy to go home this week. It just didn't happen because of the veto, which you would think it would happen because of the veto results. Because
did you actually think it was gonna happen? Come on now.
I honestly
did not think it was gonna happen.
I saw Todd won the veto, I was like, well, of course he's using on Bailey. And it's not that it's happening because Spicy has to go, it's more so I don't have any other option but to nom Spicy, is what I thought was gonna happen because Todd was the veto holder. He should have used on his closest ally Bailey, which would have just been like, oh, I gotta put up Spicy, kind of accidentally. But Todd is stupid and almost worse than Avery. And honestly, Bailey, I'm not feeling too good about either because, girl, you was okay with staying on the block. But also, I'm conflicted about that whole situation because it's a lot going on. But Hamza, Todd won the veto. His closest ally, Bailey, is on the block. And he didn't
want to make me cry. You're about to make me cry again. You really want me to cry today. You really want me to
cry. How you feeling about
after
this move?
After she just used veto on him last week.
How you feeling about this move? From Todd and then from Bailey.
That's the again, it's just like you keep going back. It's just like the BB gods just keep gifting you these.
Yeah.
Like literally. Like here you go. Put Anthony up. Put Spicy V up or say no. Put them up again. We say no. Now Todd. And the funny thing is they sit there and they talk when they do their diary rooms and stuff. They talk as if, oh my God, I'm going to win this game. Now you got a final six. You got a shot, 1-in-6 shot. You're sitting on the block. Okay. And I know Bailey's ass has Todd in her, in, right, wrapped around her, you know what. Like, if she would have told him use that veto, Todd would have used that veto, but yeah. She's listening. Mm-hmm. No, let me protect Spicy. Let me protect Spicy. You don't even, I hope Bailey goes home at this point. I don't even like Avery. I hope Bailey goes home at this point. That's how I feel about this thing.
Honestly,
that's how I feel about
the thing. Have the opportunity to get off the block and choose to stay on.
Mm-hmm.
Final six. You got a 1-in-6 opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's 2 more weeks left. You're sniffing that money. Tax-free. Remember, we pay taxes in hell here, so this is tax-free. Plus, that car looks nice. That little Infiniti Q60, it looks nice.
And you decided to stay on the block.
And you decided to stay on a block. Make that make sense.
What I will say, there's a hot take. I have a hot take
Listen, are we dumb or are they dumb? That's like... I'm mind fucked right now.
This is what I'm gonna say. Maybe Bailey is big braining, and I'm being dead ass because her I would definitely not defend. That's not my hashtag. Not my sister.
Say that with a straight face, and then I'll believe you.
I was actually when we were dragging Avery, I was gonna get into how much I don't like Bailey and how she annoys me, but we're not gonna get into that just yet. So trust, I don't like her. No shade. But maybe she's big braining, and let me tell you why. Her concept was if she's so stupid. Because now I'm finna say it on your why are you laughing? Listen,
because you can't say it with a straight face.
Her concept was if I stay on the block, it's preventing my close ally Spicy View from going home, which means me, Spicy, and Todd can make it to this next round, which is good for her game. So I think the result, if Bailey doesn't go home, is a better result than Spicy going home, in the sense that that's Bailey's only ally. But now that I'm saying this, Spicy don't give a fuck about nobody. Spicy don't care about Bailey. No. Spicy cares about Bailey to a certain extent. And that's what it is with Spicy. So sacrificing your game for Spicy of all allies isn't worth it, because Spicy honestly isn't a good ally. You'd probably be better off with Avery.
She's not.
Truly.
Spicy is willing to
never mind. Sacrifice
everybody for Dougie. She's willing to sacrifice herself for Dougie. Dougie, on the other hand, is not willing to sacrifice nothing. You know, he's Dougie. He got Spicy also wrapped around, like, believe it or not. Yeah, you know, forget about the editing right now, because this show is edited. Remember, the edited show, they could show you whatever they want to show you, that Spicy's playing this game, yada, yada. Yeah, she built alliances and stuff, but he has the whole house clocked. All right. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you did not say that with a straight face, you're reaching with that one. You're reaching heavy right now.
And that's what Pharaoh do.
It's crazy because
I like the way you're thinking, though. That's a because you're a logical thinker. You got a high IQ.
I was genuinely feeling like it potentially might result in a better result for Bailey, but it still could. Because honestly, I'm even gonna lie. If Bailey ends up winning this game, I'm not going to be that surprised the way that people have been playing for Bailey. Let's not take out Todd. Let's make sure Bailey doesn't get Nom. Let's take out Kayla instead. Like, they've been doing everything for Bailey. So at this point, because all of these people are keeping her game safe, she honestly could win this game. So I'm like, shit, this might work in her fucking favor.
Are we talking about the same people that thought Elijah was a threat? Are we talking about those same people?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like Bailey is smarter than some of these other people, because Bailey, one of the only people who's like, Todd is not going anywhere. And during the executive veto week, when she was like, when Spicy V said, I'm saving Tola, she said, do not fucking save Tola or else. And what Spicy V do? Okay, yes, ma'am, Bailey.
Why does she have energy this week? Where is the energy this week when she didn't get off the block?
She does have the energy. I'll give that to Bailey. Like, Bailey's been entertaining. She's been entertaining.
She got except the energy for this the wrong people, because why are you bucking up the
this
Tola?
Week to get off the block? That's my thing. Like, she needs to save yourself. Yourself always comes first. She's at risk to save someone else. I think that's my only issue. And then from Todd's perspective, I'm just like, you should be testing these vets a little bit. Like, at the end of the day, like, Spicy going back up is not necessarily a bad thing for you. Even though I understand that they want to protect their
trio.
Their side, their little trio. But it's like, I would never risk my closest ally like that. Like, I just wouldn't.
Or myself. I just wouldn't. Spicy can go.
But we're week seven right now. Week seven, week eight, and these people still are talking about, how am I going to make a big move at this point in the game? When are you going to make a big move then?
Yeah. I feel like
you make a big move when you go on the couch. Like, that's what you're going to do when you go in jury. You're going to be like, oh, I wish I made that big move. Always like, come on, man. You have had all my God.
Because Todd had the perfect opportunity to be a part of Spicy V's back door. And Todd does have a relationship with Tola. Him letting Spicy V go isn't that bad because he has Tola in a better way than a lot of other – than Bailey has anybody. Like, I get it for Bailey. She only has Todd and Spicy. Todd actually has Tola and he has Bailey. So for him, I really don't understand why he didn't just make this move to get out Spicy V, because it was
I think Todd is low-key a genius, though.
Cap.
No, I saw you tweet that.
I genuinely don't want to hear. Go ahead. Okay, you're right. Because you let me
reach. You're reaching. I think Todd came in, and I think he, like, I just think he's playing a lot dumber than he is. Because, I mean, I didn't expect him to make it this far, just because, like, the way he talks and everything. But I genuinely feel the man is playing.
Playing.
And I know I'm wrong, by the way. I know I'm wrong.
Okay. I was like, you dead ass.
Let's get it serious here.
What's your sign? Just hear me out here. Because you being delusional, just like we got the same type of
delusional. Yeah, I'm very delusional right now. But, you know, I'm going to make myself believe this. Like, I'm Avery right now. I want to make myself
believe in the right
thing. I want to make myself believe in the right thing here. Todd is low key dumbing himself down just, you know, so he gets, you know, all his friends and everything. And then in final two, he's just about to snap. He's about to snap. That's my final two.
He gonna take Bailey and lose unanimously.
Hamza, I have a question. When is your birthday?
November 16th.
Ooh, close. Okay.
I'm a Scorpio.
You're a Scorpio. Even worse.
I mean, Scorpios be a little delusional too.
They're definitely delusional.
Yeah. I'm delusional. I said, but at least I admit that I'm delusional.
Because I'm on that Scorpio cusp. That's where my delusion comes from. That Scorpio cusp.
But I'm really interested to see how we're gonna. Who's gonna go home in this double? Because honestly, I'm not. I don't know who it is. Like,
I think Tola's gonna go home.
Tola's name is getting.
And I don't want to go home. I think he's actually playing a good game. One of the few newbies. Besides the first three that got evicted.
Hold on.
I'm reaching right now. Again, I got to reach. We got to say a couple of good things. We got to say a couple. I can't keep.
We actually don't. And that's the fun of the podcast. You don't have to say anything good.
I'm trying to be positive. Tola and Todd. Go ahead.
I'm trying to. No, you know what? Enough.
You're right.
Okay. I think definitely Tola may go. Todd's name is getting brought up, but Lex's name is also in the mix. Bailey and Spicy, they've had a lot of conversations about her. So it could go either way. But that's why I was saying earlier in the podcast, like, I am scared of a possibility that neither one of Spicy or Anthony will be in the final two. Because I'm just thinking, like, if Tola goes in this double, Lexus or Anthony need to win the next HOH, or Lexus goes home. And I'm like, Anthony in the final four situation with literally the trio of Spicy, Todd, and Bailey, and just him, that's not a good scenario, especially if he's not beasting these competitions. And like, that was his big thing, MVP Can 7, not winning those competitions in the end game. And my fear is that it will be another BB Can situation where it's like, he has to prioritize getting the final two instead of getting next to the final two with someone that he can beat. And I feel like with the way this has been shaping up, especially with some of these be about wanting the girl to win, like I can see him being in with somebody he may just lose to. So I don't know. That really does scare me, especially if he wants Spicy out. I feel like if Spicy doesn't go at the double, Spicy's not going home. And how is he going to get her out? Because I don't think he'd be Spicy. And it's like, I feel like that's basically going to final two with Dane again. And it's like, you don't get to go to final two with Dane again and lose.
Mm-hmm. Hamza, what you think of this?
Listen, I'm sorry. I'm just laughing because when you were talking, I'm laughing. I'm
what? You're too silly.
Yo, I'm looking at the votes. You guys both gave her a zero.
Oh my god!
And we're standing by that.
You're sick, but no, and we ate that up. We ate that up because
she's going home.
Oh my god!
Who's trying to be nice? Ty, we're trying to be nice to give a one. Ty,
yeah, that's what I was saying. The average is 0.33.
And she's going to stay right there. Actually, it should be lower. It should be 3-0.
I don't know why. Oh, my God. I literally tried to convince Ty to give her a zero, and he didn't. He wasn't hearing me. I love that.
Can we give negatives? Because I'm all about the negative.
Honestly, you can do what you would like. I don't mind a negative.
I'm sorry. That's why when you were talking, I didn't want to be rude, but I looked at that.
No, it's okay.
You guys are.
Hold on, but before we get into the ratings, at the double, I feel like the game is set for a vet to win. I think specifically Spicy has the advantage because at the double, even if I feel like best case scenario, at least for what I want, which is an Anthony win, is for Todd to probably go at the double because then that will really break all of that. You know, kind of what Lee was saying. Lee was kind of saying that if Tola goes, it's Todd, Bailey, and Spicy B all playing, all able to kind of like beast to the end. But if Todd goes, that's going to be better for him. I do feel like that recently Spicy has been feeling not good about Todd or Tola. But this Todd thing is kind of new, so she probably will prefer taking out Tola. But it's in the air for Anthony or Lexus to kind of just vote out Todd if he's next to Tola. Or for them to convince Spicy B that Todd should go over Tola really quickly in a very fast-paced, you know, kind of environment. Because Spicy B is very reactive. So if she's HOH and Anthony's like, you got to put up Todd and Tola, she's probably just going to do it because she's kind of reactive. It's in the moment. She already has some type of feeling about them. And that's all he needs because then Lexus and him will have the votes. and then they can vote her out. Or if she puts up Lexis and Tola, if Lexis wins veto, Lexis and Anthony will have the votes. So I think there's still a chance, even if Lexis or Anthony don't win HOH, for them to kind of come out in a win. And there's also a chance 100%. That them to come out in a loss. It's a very important double, though. Whatever happens is going
to
determine.
And that's why I'm getting scared, because I just feel like it's getting to a point where it's more so competitions over everything. And we're seeing in the digital dailies, in the episode, like, for example, he's trying to pull in Bailey. And I'm just thinking, like, I don't think you're going to be able to pull in Bailey the way he kind of pulled in some of those other people on BB Can 7 and maybe, you know, the Vivek.
Like, Kira, he's trying to do what he did with Kira. Like, I wasn't with her at the beginning of the game.
I see that.
But then near the end of the game, I want to pull in this random person who was someone else's.
And I just feel like someone like Bailey, she's going to be a little to Todd. She's going to be a little to Spicy. Like, I feel like she's always going to feel like she can't fully trust Anthony. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that's always been a consistent in the back of her head. I don't, and like, literally, we saw an episode. She had a diary right after. She was like, well, he's trying to convince me that Spicy needs to go so I could be his number one. So she has him clocked and things like that. Like, I just feel like, I don't know, the possibility of him maneuvering his way to Final Two like he did so greatly in BB Can 7 is being less and less, especially if they're not able to get these next few competition wins. Like, that just scares me. Because if we're in the top four situation and Todd is still there, Todd is going to want Anthony out. Bailey is going to want Anthony out. Spice is going to be the only one saying, let's keep Anthony. So her, Anthony will have to win veto at that point. And it's like, it's possible, but it's like...
You actually think Anthony's...
I'm just scared.
I think he got it too.
I don't think Anthony will touch the block in this double. I don't think Anthony will even have to lift a finger in this double. Tola, I think Tola is going to be in trouble unless Lexis wins. Anybody else is going to nominate Tola.
Willie Lloyd.
No.
We don't want this,
no,
Willie.
Not gonna
no,
happen. Willie. No.
No.
Listen, Willie. The only final right now, Anthony, I don't think Anthony will even try to win this double. Even though he's gonna nobody, he's not even gonna sweat. He's not even gonna try to win this double. He's gonna
I think he will try to win the double. I think this will be the first HOH he tries to actually win.
I got a question. If you win this double, can you play the week after?
No. So maybe that's what he's thinking and feeling, but if he doesn't try to win the double, I'm not going to like that. Because, baby, if Tola or Lexis go, what the fuck you going to do?
He needs Tola and Lexis.
So I would prefer him to want to win the double.
Yeah, I would prefer him to want to win the double, too. If Anthony actually goes and wins the double, I think he gets rid of Spice.
He has the chance because part of me feels like he doesn't want a non-Bailey. If you don't want to nom Bailey, that means you want to nom Spicy. Because there's no other option.
He's a little bit afraid of Bailey. A little bit. Because he's got that. See, Bailey, like, Spicy's the kind of person that, like, I wouldn't be afraid to play against her. Even Bailey, I'm not afraid to play against anybody, but Bailey's a little bit of a firecracker. You know what I mean? Like, she starts talking. She starts yelling. I mean, if she screams at me, I'm just going to scream louder. But, damn, this is... I don't know. Victoria, I feel like Victoria has a good shot of winning this double. And if she wins the double, she gets rid of Tola, unless he wins veto.
Or unless Lexis and Anthony vote out Todd. If he's nommed against
Todd. That actually could be great, too. If Tola, I would like a Tola win veto, because she would have to put up Todd.
Like, if Tola, or let's say she puts up Tola and Lexis, if either win veto, which they've been the
best
veto so far, she has to put up top.
Then Todd is.
Well, that's the thing. Really, one of the three just needs to win veto then.
Yeah, basically. Exactly. Or she can just accidentally just nom Todd, which is also possible. I don't think
worst case, you know what? The only way I could see Anthony being nominated is if Bailey wins. Todd. She might be.
I agree. I was thinking the same thing. I was feeling the same thing.
Is she smart enough to do it, though?
She would either just do Tola and Lexis. Or genuinely do Tola and Anthony, but I think she'll just do Tola and Lexis.
I think she'd do Tola and Lexis, but Anthony would definitely be a renom.
Be the renom. Yeah. That's his only way of renom. If he's the renom.
Interesting. If he's
a renom. But he's not.
Hey, shout out MW. Thank you for the $20.
Oh, period.
Make it rain, MW.
MW, shout out to MW. Always supporting.
Anthony or Lexis have to win the double to be safe. Yep. This is what we're supporting.
Clock it. I don't think, honestly, I really think.
I hope Anthony wins and show me your cards. But the thing is, show some cards, but play a little bit of a different game. I don't think he can play the same exact game he did in season 7.
I genuinely think the only people going home at the double are Tola or Todd.
Me too.
100%. I don't think anyone else will actually get evicted at the double. Tola or Todd. It's possible, but I don't see it. And I feel like that's really just going to determine who has the advantage at 5. If Tola stays, Anthony and Lexis have the advantage. If Todd stays, Spicy and Bailey have the advantage. That's going to determine the end game of the season.
I would bet Tola 1,000%. I see Tola 70% walking out the door.
Stop saying that. I personally feel like it's more, I think it's more likely Todd will go because I trust in Anthony's persuasion at a double more than anyone else in the house.
The reason why so I'm saying I feel like Tola will go more because I feel like this double is because Tola can't play and I don't see Anthony wanting to win it, so it's going to be a 3-1.
But I feel like it's a better advantage. I feel like it's a better advantage to have the votes than to have the HOH because it's so easy for one person from each side to be nommed at this
level. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
So not having the HOH is almost better because then they'll have the vote. So a part of me is like, that might be better. All they need is veto. Or even just, like I said, Victoria putting up Todd by accident.
But then you can fight for the vote so you can just have the power. And that's also pretty good.
It is, but it's. I feel like it's giving it more of either a 50-50 chance or just a better chance for Anthony to convince someone. I don't know, but if Bailey wins, there's no chance.
But I hope Anthony tries to win it only because I don't want him to think, I can just lose Tola and because I can pull in Bailey. Like, Bailey is not someone that you're going to be able to, like, slip fully if Todd and Spicy B are still in the game. Mm-hmm. So I hope he's diligent on, I need to make sure Alexis and Tola get past this double.
I agree with you. I got to give her a little bit of credit. I don't think she's that easy to persuade, but I mean, this week showed otherwise, I guess.
Yeah, because the HOH Bailey and like Spicy, you can always kind of convince her. You can probably kind of tell her to maybe put up Todd or let us take out Todd. That's less hard. But Bailey and Todd are also still playing in this HOH. So if it's Bailey and Todd and Anthony not trying and Lexis is the only one trying, baby, y'all going to fuck home. Because Lexis is the only one trying, so Anthony has to try in the HOH or
what it's gonna look bad. Who wins the double though?
If Anthony wins it,
now what if Avery wins the double?
Avery not winning shit.
Avery going home.
Let's get into speaking of that. Let's go ahead and get into these ratings.
You never know.
Usually,
she actually be a great win because she probably just do Todd and Tola. Go ahead and get that.
Yeah. So usually we'll do the previous evicted person first, which is Kayla. We'll all give her a rating kind of overall now that she got evicted. And then everyone else that's still in the house, we'll just rate them according to like how they're playing at this moment or what's going on or how we think they'll win. And you can do 0, you can do 0.5. If you want to give a negative, I mean, hey, go ahead and do it. But we'll start with Kayla, and you ain't giving her negative nothing.
No.
So how do you feel... How do you feel about Kayla as a game player overall, now that her game's...
I felt really strongly about Kayla. I thought she played a really good game, and I think she got really, like, blindsided. I think that she was put in one of those situations where it was unfortunate. But my only beef with Kayla is that she should have went out swinging. She should have just cussed out everybody and their mamas. Like, don't leave nothing on the table. Expose your alliance. Like, see, I don't know. Maybe because you do get a little bit closer to people and stuff like that. But I would give her, before last week, I was going to give her a 7. Now I'm going to go to give her a 6.
Okay.
That's solid. That's still above average.
That's solid. Yeah. We do 0.5s, but that's still good.
No, I'll give her a 6. A 6 is pretty good. She played a good game. So, she was loyal. She was very loyal, which is bonus points. She won a couple competitions, I believe. Mm-hmm. Can't remember.
She won 2 vetoes.
She won 2 vetoes, yeah.
She I don't know. She was I thought she was gonna, especially saving herself in that movie night massacre. That was huge.
Yeah.
So
I honestly agree with you. I was feeling in the 6-7 range with her as well. I really did like her game, and similar to everyone who's been evicted except Elijah, I feel like if the vets weren't here, it would have just been a different story. I really feel like even with the vets here, Kayla going home was premature because it was a defensive move. It was in order to prevent Lexis from going home. We talked about it, but Anthony did not just want Kayla to go out of anger and needing her to go. He wanted to save Lexis. Spicy V getting crazy. She wanted Lexis to go, and Anthony was like, well, shit, got to be Kayla then. He wouldn't have, We saw that entire week until Spicy said Lexis has to be backdoor. Anthony didn't push Kayla once. So in that moment, he wouldn't have pushed her. He probably would have just let her stay in the house longer, which would have been beneficial. It was kind of very misfortunate that she went home based on really Spicy V wanting to take out Anthony's ally, and Anthony had to counter play. She was really just a third party. What's it called when you actually get hit? Yeah, like she was just
collateral damage.
Collateral damage is what she was. She was collateral damage. And I feel like it's such a rare situation. You don't usually see this in Big Brother where it's like she wasn't a target. She wasn't a backup target. She wasn't even the target of the person who had control. It was a random situation where someone who was a great player had to defend his ally. So I don't fault her for going home. I don't feel like she would have went home even in this season this early if it wasn't for those very specific reasons. And if it wasn't any vets, I think she would have won the game. If this was all the newbies and if it was all of these people except Victoria and Anthony, Kayla is a better player than everyone here. And that's just on my period. It's just true. Kayla was genuinely the best player.
And Denise. I think Dennis would have been Dougie 2.0. Dennis would have been Dougie 2.0,
but he did eat that up. Dennis was good as well. I feel like Donna.
He was good.
I feel like Donna, Dennis, and Kayla for me are like the ones who I feel like they could have really done something if they would have
been. I thought Donna would make final five easily. I thought Donna would make final five easily. I was surprised that she was all second. I would have never guessed.
Yeah.
That's why, honestly, the person that we least expect to leave tomorrow is probably going to leave. Because every single eviction, damn near, has been the most randomest thing. And I feel like that is the consistent this season. Like, I don't feel like anyone should have left the week that they left. Goose and Avery. I feel like Goose and Avery left. I'm like, that makes sense. Everyone else, it was like, woke up one day and they're the target. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So for Kayla, I don't fault her for going home. I feel like she would have made it to the end game in this season and in a lot of other seasons. I feel like if the vets weren't here, she probably would have won. I really love her game. She had a great social game, which is why Goose told her that information out of everyone in the game, which is crazy. Goose would have wanted to vote. I feel like Goose would have been a vote for her to win. He was already talking to her like that. She had great allies, or she had a lot of allies.
Said it to the wrong guy.
But she had a lot of good allies, and I think she just got cut by a strong-ass player. Anthony's setting her up. So, I don't know, because I really do like her game, and when I'm trying to think of negatives, the only negatives I can think of is her being a little reactive and her taking out Mad and her wanting to take out, like, Bailey this week. But honestly, like, knowing that her goal was to get the hot chocolates to the end, it's like, it makes a little more sense, because that was genuinely her goal. She said that in an extra interview. I feel like it was shown by her not exposing them. I don't think that was genuinely Avery or Victoria or Anthony's goal. So the way Avery specifically is moving makes no sense. The way Kayla was moving makes sense because that was her goal. So a part of me like understands her game more. It makes me feel like, what was the negatives? Because she was working for the hot chocolates, whether it was Matt, her not her ally, or Bailey, her ally. It was the goal to get to her, the alliance to the end. And the alliance, with her being in the end, it would have been hard for her to win. I don't like that. But still, she would have been in final five. She could have won the vetoes. So I like her game a lot. And I think I want to give her overall a 6.5. I feel like if she didn't go at this moment and she stayed longer, I would have gave her the 7. I'm not going to lie.
Yep.
Because it was a really strong game. It really was.
Yeah, I would have given her 7 before this week for sure.
I feel like my thing with Kayla, the reason why I was not like, I was pretty high on her, mainly because of her position, but I wasn't fully sold on Kayla, and was because she was working so closely with the vets. I thought that she was like basically the third best player after Spicy and Anthony, but she was always going to be overshadowed by them, and we kind of just saw that in the way they caused her eviction. Like, it was basically them fully turning on her is what got her sent home, because she didn't really have any full control over her again. I feel like that's kind of everyone this season. If Spicy and Anthony decide they want you out, you're going to leave. Like, mm-hmm. no one has, like, that full control over where they stay or go. But like I said, since the vets are here, it is a different scale. But I feel like some of the mistakes that I noticed was just her getting caught up in a lot of the Spicy things because that raised her threat level. And she was not someone who was able to manage that. I feel like if she were to play again, that's something that she would have to watch out for because she just has, like, I feel like this energy and this personality that just, you know, it gives winner. It gives someone that you should be looking out for in this game. And I do feel like she may have lacked some of those things, but now that she's played a season, I feel like going into like a second chance or all stars, I can see her really, really turning it around. But that would be the main thing. Cause I feel like she got caught up in these things with Spicy because she wasn't just aware of the game on that level. Like I feel like I saw a lot of the times she would get advice from Anthony or get advice from Spicy on how to maneuver certain ways. And now that she kind of has that, I would like to see her play again. But based off this season, I am going to go with the six as well. I feel like, you know, she definitely was not supposed to go in here in this spot, but I do understand why she's out of the game.
Mm-hmm. One more thing I wanted to mention that I really liked about her game is that her willingness to like pivot, because this was the moment that I was expecting her to pivot after being nommed at the thing and then after getting the information from Elijah. And I was wondering, is she actually going to do it? And we found out last week that that's exactly what she was doing. She was going to Lexis. She was going to Anthony to flip her game to pivot with Lexis and Anthony's side instead of with Spicy V and Avery. And that is amazing gameplay. I really like that. And I want to credit her that because we didn't get to see it play out because Spicy wanted Lexis out and Anthony had to get her out. But I, like I said, like Anthony probably would have pulled her in. She would have pulled him in, and they would have probably worked together after this week if she would have lasted. And I really like that.
Should have blown up on her. She should have blown up everybody's game. You'll blow up the house. Walk
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Throw everything. I definitely would have. If I got backdoored by the Hot Chocolates, the entire alliance would be exposed. Oh, I don't care. God,
I would have.
We don't need another black winner. One of y'all. Yeah. We all going home. Back to back, to back.
Exactly. To hell. Drag everybody to hell with you.
But I do want to say, but that was my issue with Kayla too. It's like, because you're right, like she did start to pivot and she did start to like kind of work in a relationship with them. But a reason why I feel like Anthony and them were so quick to just be like, okay, well, we can use her as like collateral damage is because she was caught up in all of this Spicy and Avery thing, taking out Donna, taking out Janine, taking out Dennis, taking out Vivek. Kayla had a hand in all of those things. So then trying to do the 180 and say, yeah, I took out your man, Matt, but let's backdoor baby this week, and I'm with y'all, and Goose told me this information. It's just like, it's very convenient that she, like, was trying to flip. I think that's the perspective they saw it as.
Yeah,
also, with, well, Lex is the target, so we got to switch. So I just feel like I wish that, like, she was doing that from the beginning, keeping her relationships within the Hot Chocolate to the best, because she was not prioritizing that. Victoria, that's one thing Victoria has been prioritizing this entire time. Working both sides of the Hot Chocolates. So I don't know. That's another reason why I don't know why she wanted to end the alliance, because it was great for her. But hey, we're not on Victoria yet.
So next is Avery. We gave Avery a zero last week. I'm not going any higher on Avery. She's going home for the same reasons I gave her the zero last week. She took out both her closest allies. She thought she ate that up. She still thinks she's eating that up. She doesn't even know she's going home, y'all. Why she thinks she's going to stay? Silly goose. So it's a zero for me. Terrible player. Did nothing all season. Zero. I don't know what I'm going to give her overall. I'm curious for next week, actually, to give her a very low overall score because the girl is a no for me.
Oh, my God. I thought I was harsh on her.
No, it's a zero. Lee, how you feeling?
I mean, I agree with the zero. She deserves a zero more than even last week because, like I said, she literally caused this to happen. Like, literally, you could have took out Tola. You could have kept Kayla a target in front of you. You could have just been playing your own game, and she hasn't been doing any of those things.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Hamza.
-10.
I know that's right.
What? Can you actually do it? Because this is going to be the first negative. Is that actually possible? Will it do it?
-10. And I will tell you why.
-3.3. I'm down. I
clip
love
this.
It.
Everybody clip this.
So tell me why.
Negative.
I'm going to tell you why. Yeah, I'm going to tell you why. Okay. She had two unsuccessful HOH reigns where she took out her closest allies. So that's like a -3.5 for each. She's so delusional that she thinks that she's running this game and everybody's like, oh my God, Kayla, you said this, Kayla, you did that. She didn't do nothing. Like, she thought that she owned this whole Kayla situation, but she was getting played. And now, again, she thinks that she's going to be saved or whatever, but she's about to go home and face the harsh reality that, you know, despite her saying that she's a super fan and she knows this, she's annoying as hell, too. So that's like another negative 3.33. So can we change that to negative 20?
What?
I need more. There's a lot.
3.33 wasn't enough.
Yeah, 3.33 wasn't enough. 6.67. I like that.
I like that. It's crazy. Yeah, it's enough. It's enough for me. She ain't know nothing. It's a boo.
That's a no-brainer. That is a no-brainer.
We were dragging Vivek.
Please do not bring her back.
It can't get no worse than Vivek. But then here go Avery. She took that crown real quick.
It's the fact that Spicy B don't even give a fuck about that girl. And I knew she didn't.
Hold on. Can somebody clip this image so we could tweet it out later? The negative 20 for Avery. Somebody clip this and send it to us on Twitter. This is the
period. Ciao. Next is
man, we're too petty. I'm too petty right here. You know what? Negative 20 is us being nice, by the way.
It really is. It's really generous. It should be worse.
Really generous. Yeah.
Next is Tola. Lee, damn. Why are you laughing at my man? Lee, how are you feeling about Tola? Hold on, Lee. Hamza, not too much on my man. So when it comes to Tola, I'm gonna let every guest know that's mine.
We need to hurry up and get past Tola and Todd because you're from the Capitola.
Oh, you like Tola?
You're right. That's my man.
Okay, you go first if you like Tola.
No, I'm going to go last. Lee, go ahead.
No, come on. Okay,
Lee. I'm going to go last.
I mean, with Tola, I feel like I continuously to give him low scores because he always is like a contention to be a target. And like he always is going to be contention to be a target. Like, I think that there's never a time that his name is not going to come up. As a potential to go home, like he probably could be the double.
Shout out FW for another 20.
Here, Hamza.
Keep showing them the money, FW. Keep showing them the money. Make
he gave us 20 for the negative
20.
I know that.
Right.
For the negative 20. So, FW, if I go negative 100, you're going to throw a hundo?
Oh, please. Why are you out here trying to... Do not do that because Hamza said, please. Okay, Tola, Lee, I'm sorry. What you were saying?
You can just give it to.
Damn. Lord Hamza, how you feeling about my man?
Negative. No, I'm kidding.
What? Oh.
No. Hold on. No. Okay, so here's my thing with Tola. I honestly don't mind Tola. I think he played a decent game so far. Not the best, not the worst. The fact that he's made it this far, aligned himself. Because remember, Tola came in from like week one being like the most annoying, most hated when they were voting for him. Like, you know, the most annoying player, most hated. The fact that he made it this far is actually something. He kind of flew under the radar. One HOH. He's a little bit annoying. I won't lie to you. like that whole when he went to Wendy's with his wife and he's like chanting and stuff. That was a little bit.
That was cute. You didn't think it was cute? You wouldn't do that if you went to Wendy's and I was there and it was us. We wouldn't chant with you. Oh, okay. Anyways, how you feeling?
So here's my thing. I want to give.
What? All right.
I want to give the. I see. I want to give Tola a 5, but.
Okay. Oh, but you're not going
to. But I can't give him a 5. I got to give him a 3. Okay. The reason why is I think his HOH is a major. No, hold on. No, I'm giving Tola a 10. Because he's getting
because
he's getting rid of Avery.
Because you went from 5 to 3.
I just
we need a middle ground.
Okay, his actual rating is a 4.
Okay, so let's do that.
Okay.
Because the 10 was crazy.
No, for me. I'm gonna give him a 10. You guys know why we're giving him a 10. We know why we're giving him a 10.
You give him a 10 in your heart.
And by heart, because he's getting rid of.
And in reality, player. We're gonna give him the four.
We're gonna give him a four. You know what? Okay, to be honest, in reality, though, I think that he should have convinced. In order, Tola would have got a seven if he would have convinced Todd to use the veto, and he would have backdoored Spicy V. He would have got a seven.
I agree. Yeah, I feel like that was his move.
But the fact that that was his move, that was. I think it's still. I think Avery, as much as we don't like her, is still a waste of an HOH. Especially having Victoria and Anthony. You can't get rid of Anthony. That's your strongest ally. For Tola, it's not a good game move, even though Anthony would be the biggest move of the season. But for him, it's not a good game move because he will take him with him. But if he would have got rid of Victoria this week, he would have. That would have been the move. That's a great move on your resume. I could see Tola. If Tola survives, I'll tell you this, though. If Tola survives the double, I could see Tola going to final three.
Really?
You know what? If he survives the double, I agree. Because if he survives the double, that probably means it's him, Lexus, and Anthony all in top five.
Yeah.
So honestly, if
Tola makes it to final three with Lexus and Anthony, Tola is a strong competition player. Mm-hmm. And I could see if he's smart enough to get rid of Anthony, he'll be the winner of the season.
Unfortunately, he's probably
to get rid of Anthony. If that's the big problem,
because it's not, and I'm not saying that he's dumb.
You gotta cut him. You gotta cut him.
I think he's loyal. I think he's loyal to
that's what it is.
And I think Matt was also loyal to a fault, which is why Anthony chose those people to be his allies, because he knew they would choose him, their allyship, over kind of the winning the game. And I can see Tola feeling like it's in his integrity to just take Anthony. I've worked with this dude all game. He's the reason I'm like even here, low-key.
To take him the final two?
I think Tola would.
There's no Tola way. Would.
Oh, you Ham's a beast. Come on. Be serious.
You got to be smart, though. Like, you're talking about
200. And are people here smart? Because what, you the one who, not, wasn't you the one who said this is one of the...
Right.
Oh, okay. Let's wake that back up.
You woke me up. You woke me up.
So I'm going to get... I do feel like my delusion, let's be honest, I feel like Tola has a slightly better chance than Todd at the double, so I'm not going to be too mad at my man like that. He did great with this HOH. He took out Avery. A bigger move would have been taken out of Spicy V, convincing someone to do something. He's clearly not that level of a player, so I ain't even finna play. It's not going above a five, really, or even a four. I'm going to give him a 2.5.
Damn!
Yeah, that's my man, but I'm not... crazy. So I'm gonna give him a 2.5.
I was, you know what? I was being generous for you, and I gave him a four.
You was, thank you. I liked that. I'm gonna give him a 2.5 because I do think he's in a position to potentially like make it to the end game if he can win a comp, or if he could not even if he could win a comp. He could win a comp. He's won HOHs. He's won vetoes. He could easily just win this veto at the double. He's not going home. Lexus could win the HOH. Lexus could win the veto when Todd goes. Like I said, if the wrong person's HOH, he could have the votes to stay next to Todd.
That's right.
So there's a potential for him to stay, make it past this round, win a veto, win another comp. There's usually someone who at the end game can win a lot of the comps. And right now I don't know who it is, but if Tolum makes it past the double, it could be him. So it's like, well, shit, you could be in final two. So still 2.5. Nothing
I
cute.
Love that, because I mean, final three is probably Lexus, him, and Anthony.
Yeah, I would love that as well. So we'll see. But yeah, I'm gonna keep it there. Next is Todd Hamza. Go ahead. What about the mastermind?
I'm gonna give him a two, not even a one.
Okay.
Superior.
Okay.
That's like, and I'm being generous to give him a one this week because I mean, again, final six. Okay, you made it to final six. Credit to you. Hasn't made any special moves this season, but now. You win veto in final six, and again, you have the chance to take down your so-called closest ally and put up one of the two biggest targets in the season to get rid of them. And what do? You leave your closest target on the block. So to me, that's just a negative 90,000, but he's still a mastermind. There's not much to say about him. There's not much to say about him. The man is like...
there's not much to say.
Like, honestly. He's like, you know, like those some people that run on those, like when you go to the store and you buy like the Energizer batteries, because like the good batteries, and then you got the
great value battery.
How's the great? Yeah, he's a great value battery. That's like, that man is like a puppet when he talks. And he says those dad jokes. I actually, you know what? I just want to ask Donna, what do you see in Todd? I really want to know.
That's her man, her man, her man.
That is her man.
That's what I want to know. But
maybe he makes her laugh.
Right.
How?
Right, no, you're right. Cause ain't shit funny to me. No, it is not even no shade to the Todd truthers, to the Todd fans, to the Todd fans. I do have a question.
How?
What's can funny? You have...
I don't get. I definitely.
Lee, has he made you laugh?
I mean, I don't personally. No.
Hamza.
Can I tell you something? Imagine. No, hell no. Can you? Can you
maybe
imagine?
It's just us. We the problem.
Can you just imagine, like, trying to? Can you just like imagine trying to have like a 15-20 minute conversation with him? It's like dragging words out of his mouth. It takes him about a half hour to formulate a sentence.
And I guess some
imagine,
people find that
imagine
cute.
Todd reading a book.
That's but not cute to
the
me.
The thing is though, like I definitely wrong. Understand rooting for Todd now because it's like he's kind of the underdog in the situation. But people have been rooting for Todd since like week one. And I've never truly understood it. I don't think I ever will. But hey, y'all do y'all. That's y'all friend.
People
confuse that I like Lexus. I love me some Lexus, and they're like, "Well, she ain't doing that. Why you like her?" I mean, hey, so but I don't know.
You know
I just
what?
Don't see it.
Todd, I don't not like you, and I don't like you, but I don't not like you. I'm very neutral about Todd. Like he's just there. You know what I mean? Like he's still gonna win Canada's favorite player because he's from the East Coast. So
yeah, get your money.
And
man.
I think that's what's like. Honestly, let's just stop the CFP vote at this point because it's no shade, but. That's gonna
it's
be
not
a
really
nasty
CFP.
Run.
It's really just
like y'all. They ate with Kiefer. The I most like Kiefer winning, but after Kiefer,
yeah, but who won came, last week? Last Jonathan. Year?
No, yeah, Jonathan.
Oh, actually, I like Jonathan.
And I liked Jonathan, but this is the issue.
But Cruzy
I like Jonathan. One and two, he only won because he was East Coast. He didn't win because he was a good player. He didn't win because he was good at the game. Or he won because he was from the East Coast. If they're just gonna win because they're the East Coast, just wrap the or don't pass no East Coasters and make it even.
Right.
But they ain't gonna.
See, the thing is about the East Coasters.
That's
Big Brother Canada's a lot like they're like 95% of the casual viewers.
Mm-hmm.
From the East Coast,
So they're gonna always get one, and then they're gonna let them vote so they can have their satisfactory, they satisfying. So shout out to Todd for y'all. For me, it's a no. I ain't gonna give him the one because I feel like he could stay at the double, and that would be really great for him as well. He's not playing good to me. Don't like that he left Bailey on the block. Him specifically because Spicy going could have been good for him because in my opinion, his relationship with Tola is something, and he would have Bailey locked in. So if anyone had to target someone, it would have to be Bailey. Avery's still a target for a lot of people, and then Tola is still a target for some of the people. You really wouldn't have been that vulnerable in my opinion, but I don't know. I don't know because I guess he finds value in Spicy V, and it's potential for Spicy V to actually give him value in this game. So I'm a little conflicted, but I don't love the move. And I'm not sure exactly where he was coming from with it because he said something in the diary room about, well, I just didn't want to do it, but if Bailey asked me, I would have did it. And that's like, that means it's almost not your decision. If Bailey would have just asked you, you would have did it. So it kind of makes it not even really your decision. You just were scared.
That means you're a dog on a leash.
So I don't know. Well, yeah. And that's another thing. Bailey run you. Do something yourself. Anyways,
literally.
So Bailey said, "Don't use it." That's why he didn't use it. He did not use it because just because of him. If Bailey would have said, "Use it," he used it. Bailey
that's
said,
a definition of a yes.
Man. If Bailey would have said, "Use it on Avery," he would have used it on Avery. So it's a no for me. So I'm gonna give him the actually I'm gonna give him the same as Tola, a 2.5, because I feel like they both.
Oh,
have
you're
the same
too nice. Before. You're too nice.
Yeah.
You're way too damn nice to give him a 2.5. You just said that if he literally follows what Bailey tells him. If she tells him jump, he says how high. I give him a 2.5. Come on now.
Yeah.
I respect it, though. I respect it.
I think he can make it or pass some stuff. I don't want to give him a 2.5, but
a 2.5.
Like there's people out of the game saying that they like him. There's people in the game saying they would vote him over Lexus. They would vote him over certain people. So it's like at this point, that's what they're saying. Who am I supposed to believe? You were the people in the game. I don't know.
Fuck
so like unfortunately, you're right. But Lee, how you feeling? Unfortunately, I think he gets some votes if he makes it to the end, which is like ugh. But anyway,
somebody asked Donna how much she'll give Todd's gameplay. We would like
that. I think she would give it a good score. I'm gonna ask her.
Well, I think like the issue with Todd is that like he kind of had an opportunity. He had so many options like after last week, and I feel like he really hasn't
so many
on any of them. And using Vito this week and helping orchestrate the spicy back door really could have been one of those good options for him. Like you just said, like keeping Avery in the game is good. Like they can still work with Avery. She's also still the big target. You have your relationship with Tola. It's like he's always going to be a backseat person to Bailey or Spicy. Like Todd is losing likely to either Bailey or Spicy, and that's kind of his own doing. And the issue is that he wasn't really a huge fan of this game, so I think that we're still seeing Todd and learn how it works, which is why everything is so delayed, like not just the speech but like the actions as well. Like he's definitely working based off of like advice and secondhand information and
things like that. Not just the speech.
but I feel like as a player, like he I feel like he was in a spot where he could have got to the end and won. Yeah. I still think he can get to the end, especially if he gets past his double. But I just don't think there's any chance he's going to win. Like he's going to lose probably to anyone. So
yeah. I'm going to say Todd has no chance of winning. He got no chance of winning.
But I feel like that's another thing that annoys me too is that about this season. It's like, why is Todd and Tola still here? I would have much rather Kayla to be here. I mean, at least Matt was in the showman. It's like, Vivek was, well, I don't know. Like, I just like, I would have been more interested. Todd and Tola, I like Tola because he's you know, protecting Anthony and Lexus.
Anthony, but other than that, sure.
He hasn't do anything for me. And Todd damn sure don't do shit for me.
Yeah.
No.
I agree. Next, we have.
We just spent too much time on Todd.
Sure did.
We did. That was a lot of time.
Next, we have Alexis. Honestly, I'm conflicted because I feel like Alexis is like somewhat safe because even Spicy V was saying that we need to take out the Tola. We got to split up Tola and Todd before we take out Alexis. So I don't think that Alexis will go home at the double. She's at risk a little bit, depending on who wins the HOH competition. If Tola wins Vito and Anthony's the renom, she could definitely go home. So she does have some risk of going home. And I don't think she's likely to win this game. And Kayla's list of who she wanted to, let me actually read Kayla's list of who she wanted to win most likely to least likely. So Kayla said most likely she would vote for Avery because she was loyal. Then Victoria. Then Bailey.
Can I what?
It's about the girls for Kayla, except if your name is Lexus. So I can't even say that. Like, I don't know why she's doing it, because if you're not going to, and it's not even shade to Kayla specifically, because Lexus said the same thing. I mean, Avery, Bailey, and Spicy all said the same thing. If you're going to just vote a girl to vote a girl, then if you don't have Lexus right at the top with everyone else, you might as well not just vote a girl to vote a girl.
Exactly.
You might as well just vote. You might as well just vote on who played the best game. So her wanting to vote Avery first, but not Lexus up there with the girls, to me it sounds silly at this point.
And I think that's
why you voted for Avery when she just got rid of you.
Because she's a girl, and that's my friend.
But that's what's annoying too is that like they have been I won't say disrespecting openly because I don't actually get to our face directly. But they have been trashing Lexus and talking shit and downing Lexus game. Literally since the first beginning, daily.
Literally,
so you cannot convince me that now in week 7 they're trashing her and saying that she doesn't deserve to win. That is because she hasn't played a game. They were never going to respect any type of game she's played.
Nope.
She is one of the last 3 unnominated people, and that's because she has been one of the people protected on all angles. Like at the end of the day, if she isn't playing, then none of y'all are, and only Spicy and Anthony are. So it annoys me that they're. What annoys me the most. And I feel like we've been getting that a lot, especially within the new BIPOC era. Like, I don't like these alliances based off of real world things that you're not going to stick to. Don't do a hot chocolate. Don't do a brown sugar babe.
You're not going to stick to it.
Don't do an all girls alliance if that's not what you're going to stick with. Don't say how bad you want a woman to win. And then, well, I vote a guy over Lexus because you don't want a woman to win. You don't care about that shit. So don't make that such a subject.
You
want to
win. And you're
never
a woman.
Y'all were never going to go to the end of the hot cycle. I don't mind that. It's just like when there are people who are actually loyal to it, like a Mimi and BB25 or like even Kayla here. I don't like them going home because of their loyalty to something that they actually believed in that no one else actually cared about. Like, and that's really frustrating to me. So the fact that like they talk so much in their preseason and in the house about how much they like women and they want the women to win, but you take out Janine, you take out Donna, you take out Lexus, and then you trash them. Kayla, and you trash them on their way out. So and it's just like, my thing is, what's sending me on top of all of that, if you ask a regular person who's the biggest misogynist this season, that was Anthony. The only person I see targeting women after women are the freaking women. So, let's just keep it a buck.
That's why it happens every season.
It does. Y'all really need to stop calling it.
It happens every season. Listen, the last time we had a winner was season 6. It's been 5 years.
Yeah,
and it's about to be this. And if I had to take a bet this year,
but it's shit like this, because if Lexus is in final two with Anthony, that they're not gonna vote her. Which I mean,
they said they vote Tola and Todd over her,
and it's like that's ridiculous. And honestly, like y'all gotta stop calling Anthony a misogynist. Go ahead and wrap it up, because his closest ally is Lexus and Bailey. He said it on the motherfucking episode. He said my closest allies are two women. Meanwhile, Bailey's closest allies. It's been
women this entire season.
It's really, he's been close to Lexus the entire and Spicy the entire season. Then it changed to Lexus and Bailey. At the end of the day, he's not sitting here saying that all the girls need to go and every girl. No, his next target is Todd. Baby, I promise you, he don't care the way like that. The main people who are targeting girls or even trashing girls or even talking down about the women have been the women in this. It's just that. And it's unfortunate. Unless, I don't love it. I don't want that to be the case. But that just is the case in this particular situation. There's a lot of the time where men are doing the crazy shit. This time, I don't see it. If you see it, show me, bitch. Give me some glasses.
I think a lot of the Lexus hate that she carried out all season, and I've seen it, like you said, from the beginning, from a lot of these women, it's mostly based on the way she carries herself, because she's like, she seems like she's very confident, strong, independent. You know what I mean? And a lot of these women are like, you know, I want to be the head of all the women. I want to be this. I want to be that. So they couldn't stand it. And the fact that she had a man and everything, she had the showmans and, you know, because she's like a good looking girl and everything like that.
It's jealousy.
They just couldn't stand it. And I think it's a lot of jealousy. I think it doesn't have to do anything with gameplay. And it was a lot of like spouting off and stuff. You know, I mean, it's actually sad to see a person like that experience this much hate, especially from people that could relate to everything that kind of would happen to her in the real world and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So credit to her for staying level-headed at least.
Yeah, it reminds me of Taylor in a lot of ways, even in Lexus's response of it. Lexus really does not give in to the fact that she knows they hate her. She kind of just still plays nice and stays coy with them. And she doesn't act nasty about them. I feel like they act very nasty about her when she doesn't say anything. She doesn't do anything. She kind of just allows it to happen. She knows they hate her, and she lets them just hate her. And she walks around being hated by them.
It's just sad seeing people that look like you hate you like that. You know, that's the sad part about Lexus. It's literally most of the hate is literally coming from the Avery and Spicy V gave her a lot of hate, and it's just really sad to see.
Yeah, it is.
It is what it is at this point.
Yeah, it is. But it's affecting the game, because they're saying they even wouldn't want to vote for her, even though she is a girl. They feel like she's not a girl in their eyes. They don't care. Yeah. She's not a girl's girl. That's basically what it is. It's very ironic. So I don't think she has a good
chance to get Drake.
I don't think she will win the game because of it. I feel like they will refuse to vote for her.
No, she won't win the game, unfortunately.
So I don't like that, and I feel like her safety is okay, but it's not great. I feel like she could either come out of this double very good or very bad. So it's kind of in the middle for me, but on the lower end, because she's probably not going to win. I'm going to give her a 4. Mm-hmm. I think she can win some of these in-game comps and really snatch her way to even final 2, but they're not going to vote her. Child. Lee, how you feeling?
No, I definitely agree with the 4. I feel like her best thing right now is the fact that Anthony is protecting her so much. Spicy is now wanting to target Tola and maybe even Todd above her, and that's really good. The biggest issue right now for her is that Bailey is side-eyeing her really, really bad, and so is Todd. He mentions her name a lot. So I do feel like she had a lot of scenarios where if she does not win competitions or her structure doesn't stay in power, she's bad. She's really fucked up, especially if Tola goes in this double. If Tola goes in this double, she or Anthony have to win the next HOH, or she will go home. Or Anthony. It should be Anthony, but I do think he has enough finesse to stay over her. And my thing is with Lexus is that, like, I feel like a difference with kind of like Taylor Hale is that once she kind of got in the game, I do feel like she definitely kind of worked on her social relationships. She had a lot of connections around the house. I feel like with Lexis, like, she is aware they don't like her, but at least we don't see it. I don't see a lot of her socializing with them or, like, being in their space. I was hoping after Matt left, she was just always with them. Like, really sit in their face and make them think, I'm with y'all. And I think that she really does that. Playing that way, and I knew she wouldn't play that way. That's just not her personality or her archetype, so I'm not shocked. It's just those are things that can make them want to try. Because there's no reason why Bailey should be going after her, no reason why Spice should still be pressed. A lot of that is jealousy, but at the same time, you know, I feel like she can kind of fix some of that if she was just speaking to them more to an overbearing amount to where they're like, okay, she's definitely with us. But, yeah, I'm rooting for her. That's my sister, but it's gonna be a four.
So, Hamza.
I'm gonna, you know, a four is a pretty, I'm sticking with a 4-2. She is playing a, you know, like the perfect floater game. Floating is a strategy. She did experience, let's see, again, you could say, I wouldn't say she's a coaster because as a coaster, you just get to the game. Nobody mentions your name, nothing. Her name's been mentioned multiple times. She's been targeted multiple times. She has survived. But so that's what kind of makes her a floater, you know. She's developed some serious alliances. She has good relations with, you know, with Matt, with now you got Anthony looking out for her. You got Tola looking out for her. She has all the girls hating her since day one. So can she win the game? I don't think so. Hopefully she wins the double, maybe makes a statement, gives us something to think about, but we'll see.
Yeah, I will say about Lexus real quick is on the flip side of my issue with Kayla was who they chose as allies. And what we hear Lexus say in the diary room a lot is she's deciding to work with the boys because they've proven they're more loyal people. And that was Kayla's downfall. Kayla chose to work with a bunch of people who were clearly not loyal. Lexus had that opportunity. She was in the Girls Alliance. She could have worked with the girls, but she keeps saying the people who were seeming more loyal were the boys. And one big thing that's important in this game is choosing the right allies. And the reason Lexus has not went on the block is because she chose the correct allies at the beginning of the game. That's something she decided to do. And I feel like people kind of take away all of her agency because she's not this big power player. But deciding who you want to align with and being able to choose and decipher as a human who's going to be loyal to you and who's not is important. And that's what Lexus did. And that's why she's still in the game. So I do like that part about her. Next, though, is Bailey. Lee, how you feeling about Bailey?
With Bailey, I think she was definitely on the upward trajectory. We gave her high scores these last few weeks. She was in the top three. But this week with her staying on the block, like literally if she just got herself off the block, I would be probably giving her a second. Because the fact that Anthony trust her to the fact of like he's saying that she's his number two. Like Lexus is a big threat. I mean a big target. If Lexus goes home, that means he's saying Bailey is his number one. That means Bailey got damn near three number ones in the game. Todd, Spicy, and now Anthony.
Yeah.
Like and then even with Lexus, let's say Lexus doesn't go into double. Like they're still worried about Todd. They're still worried about Spicy. Like she is protected on a lot of angles with any scenario. I think she may be one of the safest people in the house, genuinely. I just don't like that she did not get off the block this week. But in the same sense, I do see what you were saying, Pharaoh, of like she wanted to protect her structure as a whole, which is smart for her because, like I said, she's safe in any scenario. So I think that's really good for Bailey. I think that she has probably the highest win equity of the newbies left in the game. I can definitely see a scenario where Todd takes her to phone two, Spicy takes her to phone two, and maybe she can win. I can definitely see Bailey winning this game if these competitions go her way over the next few weeks. So I don't like that she stayed on the block. I don't like that. But
I'm waiting for 6.5.
I'm gonna go with the 6.5. Okay. I feel like it'll be a 7 or higher if she was off that block.
Yeah. Hamza?
So with Bailey, I got to respect her. I got to give her a lot of respect because she came into this game, even week one, week two, she was targeted. She was targeted heavily. Even when Hot Chocolate was formed, she was still on the outside. And she kind of managed to make her squeak herself in because she saw that little bit of a divide. Credit to her with the Hot Chocolate Alliance, you know, with the Kayla, with Avery. She kind of managed to squeak in, make a little bit of a name for herself. She's played out of the newbies. She's played the best game in a sense where, again, she's outspoken. It's not like she's a quiet person. She's outspoken. She yells too much. She got some of her targets out of the house. But her downfall for me, again, was I think she could have made a bigger move, Movie Night Massacre, when she was safe. She could have made a bigger move last week again instead of getting out Kayla, because I know she has a lot of influence. And then this week is really, really, really the Bailey downfall. Staying on the block instead of just take yourself off and whatever happens, happens. You got to think about yourself first. You can't be thinking about your allies and everything like that. And I understand it's a, you know, she might be thinking like, you know, I'm going to be safe anyways, but you're right. You got to be a little bit selfish, but she does have a lot of pull. Now, in the double eviction, here's the thing. Does she have a chance to win the game? I believe so, yes. Would she be a good winner? Maybe. But she does have a chance to go home. I'm going to give her a 6. A 6 is a fair score. A 6 before this week, and I'm with Lee on this one. If she would have took herself off the block, I would have given her a 7, 7.5 easily. But this week, not taking yourself off the block, it's final 6. It's not like it's the first week or anything. You know, it's final 6. You're not taking yourself off the block. It's kind of a dumb move. Get rid of another big target and move on.
Yeah.
It's yeah. funny because we're literally I could see
Spicy winning the double eviction, and I could see Anthony getting into Spicy's ear and Spicy getting rid of Bailey. And I really hope that happens.
I can say that too. I can say that too. Oh my God.
But, and that's the thing, it's like, it's, we're saying, like, she could have taken herself off because she had the power. Like, she could have
yeah.
like,
she runs
easily.
She runs off. She runs.
And she did not. I hate when someone has power in this game and does not use it. Like,
yeah.
girl, use your influence to get off that block.
That's what I was going to say. My issue with Bailey is, the reason she's in a good position is no credit to herself, and it's no shame. It is very much so fully the fact, not fully, because the credit she does have is the relationship she did make with Spicy B and Todd and even Anthony. But other than that, the evictions that have been occurring that have been benefiting her is because Spicy B and Kayla and Avery have been making terrible decision after terrible decision after terrible
That's
decision.
What I'm saying. They're all dumb.
They're all dumb. And it's like she's benefiting from not making as many mistakes as them. And that's always good in Big Brother. We've seen it all the time. If someone just doesn't make a lot of mistakes, it kind of can get them to the end. So I like that. But also, like, I'm about to give her this score mostly because they're dumb and not mostly because she's this smart mastermind. Like you said, Hamza, one, she didn't even, and what's proving it to me is the fact that she didn't get the veto used on her this week when she easily could have. It makes me feel like, okay, so all these weeks it truly was just they were dumb, not that you were this smart girl. Like, you're not
1,000%. 1,000% it showed this week. And yeah. We clocked it right away.
Period. And I love her position. I think she gets past this double, she has a good chance of winning. I just don't like this move. I don't like this week. And I don't necessarily feel like she climbed her way to this position. I kind of just think that this position was defaulted because everyone else was playing so badly. So I'm going to give her the 6 as well.
She is good TV. Good TV, Bailey.
She is. I'll give her that.
Good TV.
What I like about Bailey, I feel like things can also just manifest themselves to be true. Like, at the end of the day, no matter what was happening in the game, Bailey was always a person that made sure that she was somehow involved. Like, the Donna situation, she demanded explanations. She demanded them to treat her like a true ally, to start giving her information. And I do think that those kind of things just manifested into ways being true. And, you know, now she's kind of primed to really just do away with all, like, basically end the rest of the Hot Chocolates that's left. And I do think she has a potential to sit in that phone, too. It's just like, for example, like, this would be an example of a week where she kind of had a lot of power this week if she kind of had Todd use a veto on her and she didn't take it. So, like, I'm hoping that in this end game, something like that does not occur, because she will definitely just lose. Like, she'll have room mistakes at all.
Yeah. The last two, not the least. Next is Victoria Hamza. How are you feeling about Victoria's game?
So I'm very conflicted with Victoria because See, I got to put personal aside because, I mean, I, you know, in real life, she's a wonderful human. Once you get to see what the thing is, once you get to know somebody and you have these interactions with them, you kind of tend to have a little bit of a bias rating towards them. But I got to give her credit because this isn't the same Spicy B that we saw play that first, season 9, I think it was. That's not the same Spicy B. This is a Spicy V that studied the game. This is a Spicy V that came in. I'm reaching a little bit. I'm reaching a little bit because this is where I'm conflicted because I want to make myself believe that because you could see like she's got that her social game this year is good. She has all these people rallying around her, protecting her, everything. But is it really because her social game is really good or is it because they're just dumb? Mm-hmm. You know, that's where I'm conflicted. Like,
I kind of feel the same way. I'm not gonna lie.
It's like it's hard. It's hard to like somebody's like again this week. Could you have gone home? Yes, but the reason why you survived is because of your social game. Your social game saved you this week. So I got to give you credit there. And the fact that again, she hasn't been nominated yet.
Yep.
She's won a couple HOHs. I got to give her an 8. I got to give her an 8. I got, and that's a high score. I got to give her an 8 just because she's playing a good social game. She has allies everywhere protecting her. Honestly, even Anthony's protecting her. And that's, again, another one of the reasons because he has a lot of pull on the house. He's protecting her, and he's the only one out of those that I can see that will get rid of her. Like it's going to be because of his influence, whether he does it or not. But she's played a good game. She's won competitions. She's formed good alliances. And this week proved it. The fact that Bailey did not take that shot when they had to take that shot proves that she had the arm wrapped around her finger.
Yeah.
But I'm still conflicted.
I feel similarly. I do really like her game. She was in risk this week. She was in risk this week a little bit. If Todd would have just been like, fuck it, I'm going to use it. That's my ally. If Bailey would have been like, fuck it, I'm going to make him use it. She could have been.
I will say, to be fair, even Tola, though, separately was like, I don't want to do Victoria.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying. But she could have got done because she was one. She could have got, and that thing, if she was on the block, I think she would have went home. She could have went home.
She would have went home. She would have went home 100%.
And I think that's the issue because my complaint with, I think, the map move was you're losing Anthony's undying loyalty. Not undying, because it's never undying with Anthony, but you're losing Anthony's true loyalty. And it was kind of proven this week where she was damn near one decision off from going home, not just getting on the block. And stuff like that makes me scared because if at the double there's a chance to take a shot at Spicy V, will it just land? If Lexus wins the HOH at the double, Lexus has won competitions. Lexus has gotten second in a lot of the HOHs. If Lexus wins the double, could Spicy B go home at the double? And I think the answer is yes.
I could see Anthony persuade.
And I think the answer is yes. And because of that, it makes me feel like you've done things in the game to make people distrust. First of all, your own ally shouldn't trust you. If we're being honest, Bailey shouldn't trust you. You took out Donna. Why did you do that? I don't know. Todd shouldn't trust you. Like, these people shouldn't trust you. They still do, which is why I kind of agree with Hamza, where it's like, yes, you have a good social game, but you kind of shouldn't because they're a little stupid. And it's no offense to them, but they're a little wrong. They shouldn't trust her as much. She helped take out Kayla, her closest ally, and she's helping. She did not even try to save Avery, who is going to do every single thing for her in this game. This is the issue with Spicy B. I don't like saying that anyone has privilege in the game, but when Spicy B came in, there was a lot of people who just were fans of Spicy B or just wanted to work with her, to where it's to the point where she can take out Avery, the one person who was going to do everything for her in this game, and she's still in a good position. And it's like, that doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make logical sense for you to still be in a good position. But she has done good work to make Bailey like her. She's made Todd like her. Now, I will say, Lexus and Anthony don't like her that much. They will take her out. They kind of, I don't think they care that much. Anthony already said, my number one is Lexus and my number two is Bailey. He doesn't care about Spicy B anymore. So I don't know. She could go, but I also feel like she has a good chance of not going. She has a good chance of staying. If the right thing happens at the double, she could win. So I'm not gonna lie. I see a potential for her going home And I see a potential for her to winning. And I think the winning one is really big. I think the going home one isn't that big. So I feel very highly on her still. I don't love that Avery's going home for her this week. That's not good. And I don't love that she didn't care. That's not good either. And I don't love that Anthony doesn't care about her either. That's not good either. But I think her winning potential is the highest of anyone. And we're so close to the end game. So it brings me like higher on her. But I'm just going to give her the 7. Because I kind of feel like if Anthony is who I think he is, she shouldn't win this game. And that's just it. Lee?
Yeah, I feel like I'm very back and forth with Victoria, too. For a lot of the reasons that both of y'all mentioned, like, her, the biggest downfall for her right now is that Anthony does not trust her. Like, he doesn't believe a word that comes out of her mouth. And if he does have the opportunity to take that shot, he will take it. The thing is that, like, at this point, it is contingent on competitions. And she has managed to get to this end game with at least half the house still being on her side. Even when someone on the other side wins, they don't want to touch her. And I do think that is true. She had a lot of people in this game that were willing to work with her and also willing to go against kind of Anthony's gameplay that he had became 7. Mm-hmm. However, I do feel like a lot of the reasons why people are not targeting her is her own work. Like a lot of the times when these things were happening, it was getting blamed on Avery and Kayla because she would go to the people and say, well, the girls felt this and then this person would feel this way. Like she did a lot of that and people are just buying it. And I do think that I keep saying it, but her game is so results oriented to where it's like, if she does go in a double, you can definitely say, but you can basically say everything that she did to this point is the reason why she went home. Yeah. But if she wins, you can also say it's also the reason why she wins. And it's really 50-50 at this point. I think if she makes it past this double, which is very possible, she has a chance of not being taken out at all. And I think that's the thing. Like, I think Anthony has the capability of getting her out. I do think it just may be too late. Because at the end of the day, the reason why the game is what it is, and he is kind of scrambling to kind of keep his people into the spicy. Like, a lot of the things that's happening throughout this season was because of Spicy. Whether it was good, whether it was bad, chaotic, neutral, it was her. And so I can see how, like, her story is so strong that she beats him, she beats anyone here. And I just feel like, I don't know, it is going to be hard for him to actually make that move. Like, he basically just needs the competition wins. And I don't like that it comes out of competitions with at this point. Because she's great at comps. Bailey has proven to win. You know, Todd just won a veto. It's like, he may not even get the chance. And if he doesn't get the chance, Spicy is winning this game. I think I'm just, like I said, I'm back and forth because she could just go next. She really could. But I do think I'm going to 7 as well. I don't want to go that high because I just feel like she is in immediate danger. But if she's able to get past that, like, she wins.
Past the double? Girl, let's go.
If she goes past the double, yeah, she got a good shot.
Yeah. Okay, last but not least, my man Anthony. Now, Anthony's also an interesting position, and I feel like a lot of people will disagree with this, but I mean, hey, to me, the proof is in the pudding. I feel like Anthony has had a lot of people in this game who were not pro-Anthony. Janine, 1,000%. Donna, Dennis, Kayla, and at times Vivek, a lot of these people were just kind of anti him. And when I'm looking at the board, I'm like, damn, he still doesn't have numbers. And it's really because he only really ever had 3, because a lot of these people were not trying to get under this train. He had to kind of manipulate them or force them a little bit or do this and do that. And it was very kind of activeness that he had to do. While on the flip side, kind of Spicy V, a lot of these people were willing to kind of be on her side, like all the people I named. They were more willing to play with her because Anthony was more threatening. And I feel like, to me, it's impressive that this 1-2 punch, this Kayla Avery 1-2 punch was fucking insane, because that was Victoria's main, like, how it was really, it was basically, Anthony, how the fuck is you gonna win? And now it's, I mean, Anthony, be careful, because you got to do this to win. Now there's an opportunity. At first it was like, this nigga not winning, this nigga's not winning, he's not winning, because Kayla, Avery, and Spicy V, all three being in the in-game plans, boom, he tore that shit up with the breath of a word, bitch. And I feel like because Avery's going right now,
he turned allies against each other.
That's literally, I think Avery literally going is a bigger blow to Spicy V than she might know or think. I don't think that he really has Spicy out of this game yet, but because he took out Kaylin Avery, Spicy could go at the double. And it's like, this is something that he had to work on with convincing them to take out Kayla and then convincing the house to take out Avery. And now Spicy could go on Wednesday. And I feel like that's really all of his work. And it's really, really good for him if he can shoot and take that shot. My worry is, one, he won't take the shot. Not, I really do feel like he will, but my worry is he won't, or he won't have the chance to, because maybe it's a lot of other people who can win these comps. And then the end game, like Lee said, is based on competition wins. And it's like, you or your allies have to be there to win them, or you have to win them. So it's like, I'm worried about all of that. And this end game doesn't look good for him to win against Victoria or maybe even Bailey. I feel like could just have a lot of the girls. Like Kayla said, she would vote Bailey over him. And it's like, that's not good for you. I do think he would beat anybody but Victoria, but it's not a great position that he's in. I don't think he's going home at the double. I don't think he's in danger. I do think he's probably making final four, final three, but it's just hard for him to win next to Spicy, and it's hard for him to take out Spicy B and win. So it's like, you're just in a sticky position, like a really sticky position, but this specific week is really good for him because you took out Spicy B's daughter. And that's the next best thing to taking out Spicy B. So, So I'm going to give him, I'm going to give him 7.5. I am, because this week particularly, I feel like it's better for him, but the end game is just, it's going to be a difficult road to win the game. So that's how I'm feeling. Hamza.
Okay. This right here, he's going to get the highest score from me by far from any player in this season. And I'll tell you why. This man came in as the biggest target of the season by far. Mm-hmm. And like you said, Spicy also came in, but a lot of people wanted to work with her. You hit that right on it. Everybody wanted to work with Spicy. No, not a lot of people were willing to work with Anthony. In his season, he had the pretty boys protecting him. This season, he came in vulnerable. I was actually, like, we were kind of like talking amongst ourselves, some of the alumni, we were like, you know, for Anthony, if he makes it past the first couple of weeks, he's going to set himself up for the end game, because that's just the type of person he is. I thought he was going to, when he first came in, we were kind of worried, you know, could he leave the first 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah.
He set himself up pretty good by getting rid of Jenny, Donna, Dennis, boom, boom, boom. The people that were like, especially Dennis. Dennis had him clocked. Dennis was ready to take that shot. And then he lost two of his allies, Vivek, and we looked at each other and we were like, damn, okay. He's seemed very vulnerable now. But then you get Kayla, Avery back to back, and now you're kind of like evening up the odds, like you said. His social game this season has been flawless, just like everybody. His social game is flawless, but I am worried about his end game. Is he going to survive the double? In my opinion, yes, he's going to survive the double. But I am worried about his lack of being able to win competitions. Because when you get to that final three, the jury right now, if you look at the jury, like you got Elijah, Kayla, Avery, and realistically, you know, you're going to have the, like, let's say you have Todd, Bailey, Lexus in there. Most of those people are going to be pro Victoria.
Exactly.
Well, if he makes it to final two with Victoria, I can't see him winning. He needs to make it to final two without Victoria. But can he physically win competitions to make it to final two? I am not sure. We haven't seen that competition record. He's not a competition beast. He's a mastermind. He's a social player. Flawless when it comes to that. But because I don't know if he can win those competitions, I'm going to have to give him an 8.5. Just because I want him to win, because he deserves. He has one of the best social games you'll ever see. And I you know, people are sitting there hating on him on Twitter, saying all these comments about Anthony, because to him it's just that easy. He's just that good socially. And if I was confident that he would win the competitions, I would give him a 10 out of 10 for play. He played flawless season 7, and he's playing flawless game again.
Yeah.
But it's just the odds are, again, just like the first time, the odds, the jury members are stacked against him. Now, credit to him, his jury management this time is a lot better. He's not making enemies out of everybody. But at the same time, I don't know. I hope he wins. I think if he wins, it'll justify BBK and 12. It'll be a good season. Like, he deserves to be a winner to make it to consider. Because if he doesn't win again, makes it to final two, it's going to be another Paul. Like, you know, and I think Anthony's a better player than Paul.
Yeah.
It'd be worse. Just my opinion. And I'm not just saying that because he's a black guy. You know, I'm not just saying that just because he's just that good. He's just that good socially.
No, definitely. And I feel like I get it because it's like this type of gameplay, I feel like it deserves the win. Like, he deserves to be called a Big Brother champion. And I think that's my fear because I just recently literally got done binging BB Can 7. And so, like, I saw, like, how he got to the end game and lost it all. And, like, from my perspective, it just seemed like basically he was always going to lose that situation because Jury just liked Dane and Adam more. Like, their rankings with Adam, then Dane, then him. And the thing about Big Brother is that even though you can play such a great, manipulative, strategic game, it's a social game at the end of the day. And the person who was more liked, they can win, even if they didn't do anything in comparison to you. And I think with BBK 7, it's the fact that someone like Dane, they kept saying Dane was the well-rounded player because he had a great social game and he had the strategic maneuvering and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he can kind of just kind of fall into that same thing, specifically if he's next to a Spicy. Like, they could literally just like her more. And I don't like that he's attempting to target her, and he could still end up being in the end game with her because of how the game has been going so far. I am really just scared that he's not going to be able to win the comps like he was in the BBK 7. I'm confident that he can make it to at least top four, maybe even top three, but I don't even see him necessarily being able to socially maneuver in that same way to get to final two because, you know, he was really working the inside relationships of the Pretty Boys to make sure that no matter what happened, he was sitting in that final two.
He was,
he doesn't really have that same leeway here. Like, Todd is not taking him. Bailey is probably not going to take him. And so, like, if he loses Lexus, if he loses Tola, how does he even get there? Especially, let's say he takes out Spicy, but then he loses Lexus and Tola. It's like, I can see him in a scenario where no matter what he tries to do, these people won't just take him based off of social relationships that's already been set up. Now, this man has been known to make miracles happen and pull shit out of a hat. Like, literally, his BBK 7 in this game has been so impressive. So, I don't want to count him out. It's just like, when I'm looking at the game board right now, I don't see the social relationships that he'll be able to pull this late to be able to randomly make Todd want to bring him to final two, randomly make Bailey want to choose him over Spicy and Todd. So I'm just hoping that they're able to win the competitions. Bless you. But that was the biggest thing. Like, he was not able to get those comps. If he's able to actually beast out in this end game and control his own path of getting to the end, I'm way more confident in him. But like I said, we really have to see what's going to happen in this double because it depends on who we lose in this double. For right now, I'm going to go with the 8. Hopefully he can get through this double with Lexus and Tola. I will feel way higher on his chances of getting the final two and winning. But if he ends up in top five with Bailey and Todd and Spicy, I don't like that for him at all.
I agree. So usually I'll put them in order, but this season is just the season of no fucking change because this is the order of how they're playing the game or how we rated them. We still have Anthony first, then Spicy B, then Bailey. Kayla would have been here, but Kayla went home. But then we have Lexus, Todd, Tola, and Avery. So honestly, it's just the same. So, hey.
It's the same. It's just that easy.
I think what we're concluding, though, is that the double is going to determine damn near the winner. So we need to really be watching this double. Tune in tomorrow for the double for sure. We haven't updated y'all on our draft. So let me update y'all on our drafts real quick. And Hamza. So the drafts are looking very...
Damn, Pharaoh.
I ain't even updated.
It was, and then it wasn't. Kayla's out. So I was doing really good at first. And then Anthony decided to take out all my people because Kayla's out and Avery is probably going next. So really, going into the double, it will probably be me having Tola, Anthony, and Todd, the boys, and Lee having Victoria, Alexis, and Bailey, the girls. Now, I really think the only possible winners are Anthony or Victoria. So we just gonna see who wins, Anthony or Victoria, and that will determine if me or Lee wins. Honestly, that's how it feels, truly. Because I don't know. I will say after them, I think Bailey's the better candidate.
So Bailey's, Lee.
Lee has the upper hand right now. Like Lee really could win another.
Draft. You got the one in the four. You got the one in the four. He's got the two and the three.
Yeah, I agree. That may, you know. I agree. So I don't know. Lee usually wins these. I ain't won one. I haven't won one yet. So I don't know. I feel like year. I did, but it sucks because I feel like I did a good job. Like I feel
you
like
yeah, I thought like your side was stacked.
Hold on.
There's time.
Hold on.
There's times
did you
I
draft.
Did,
a, did you draft Avery second?
I drafted Avery second. But I mean, hey, shit, she made
top seven. Her preseason was good though.
I know, and also she made top seven. She made at least jury. Mm-hmm. His first two drafts, no shade, but his first two drafts.
Okay, look, I saw it from Matthew and Vivek. Oh, it went Matthew, Vivek, then Bailey. I don't know what drugs I was on.
Yeah. Matthew was your first number one pick. God.
I saw it for him. I don't know what I saw. Yeah. Maybe it was just the face.
I hate that Kayla went home because Kayla was the one I was like, oh, okay, I can have that sneak right there. She could be my dark.
I thought Donna. I honestly thought Donna was going to make it.
Honestly, after the season started, I was like, Donna is set for top seven, Lord. We got
I thought Donna and Bailey were switched. I thought Bailey will go in Donna's spot somewhere pre-jury, and Donna will be the one injured at the top. Bailey was really hated a lot pre-jury. But that's what I'm saying. That's why I respect Bailey for that, because I do feel like there was a slight shift in how she approached those relationships, because they really saw her as expendable at first.
Yeah, I agree. It really did change for her. Well, y'all, I'm tuned in for this motherfucking double. I think the double is going to be...
I'm nervous.
This is going to be a very interesting... I haven't been, like, tuned for a double like this in a while. Like, I'm very...
It's going to be a good double.
It's going to be a good
double. I'm scared. Hamza, give us some spoilers.
Get us some spoilers, Hamza.
So the double...
Yeah, actually
double
don't.
Happens tomorrow. I don't even know. The double
actually don't. Yet. Don't worry about it, boo.
It happens tomorrow. It happens tomorrow. It happens
you're going to come up with anything.
Expect what Hamza expect. Anthony's going to win the double.
Period.
My predictions, Anthony's going to win the double because I think he needs a couple competitions under his belt. If Anthony wins the double, Victoria's in trouble.
He better take her out.
Hey, that
I
shit
think that's
run.
What's going to happen. I think that's what's going to happen. I think Anthony's going to win the double, and I think he's going to take out Spicy B. I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
You heard it here first.
Hey,
you heard it here first.
Todd. Watch it be Todd winning the double. Just our luck.
Don't even put that out there. Why would you say that?
Anyways, Hamza, shout yourself out. Where do you want the people to find you in the future or in the past or wherever?
You could check me out at Hamza Official. So that's Hamza, Hamza, double H, and then Official. Instagram, Twitter, X. X and Twitter, the same thing. That's so
Instagram,
stupid.
Twitter, X. Thank you.
You know, we're always there. We're always talking shit.
You
know what?
All right.
Yeah, we were nice today, though. We were nice. We were pretty.
We could have went worse.
I mean, you know,
I was mellow.
Yeah, I was being lying. Y'all get to the end of the podcast and start lying.
We were really nice. We do exit interviews. I'm going to have an exit interview with Avery coming up after she gets evicted and for the other person.
You don't know yet.
Anyways, Avery and Farrah the person who gets out at the double.
Farrah hitting us with the spoilers already.
Anyways, so tune in to see what they got to say about who they might vote for to win, all of that. We're also covering Survivor, The Challenge, Amazing Race, so check out all of that coverage. And be here next week because we'll be recapping the next week of Big Brother Canada as well. And thank you for keeping it real with the
Be here next week. Support these guys. They're doing an amazing job. Period. One of the best podcasts, one of the best reality podcasts you're going to see. Get them on TV. Somebody listen to CBS. CBS, get these guys a whole, you know, everybody, their own show.
Pocket.
They're a lot more entertaining than a lot of those reality TV people that we see, because, you know. Listen, it's time for a change. Get that contract, CBS Global, whatever you are. Hit them up.
Thank you. And hit up Hamza.
There you go.
Returnee. Second chances. Thank you.
Me. All right, that y'all.
Thank you for keeping it real with the kingdom. And we out, y'all.
We're out.
Bye.